So before we start this ep, we would just like to say a huge thank you to the sponsors of this episode, who are Heckles. Whoop. As we've said a million times before, they are the biggest eco-warriors you will ever come across in your entire life. They are such an amazing brand, so we are thrilled to have them on board as a sponsor. But they've just gone and blown us out of the water again.
Again, again, again. So when you order from them and purchase their GPS candles and mixology oil sets, you will receive it in their brand new 100% biodegradable mycelium seed paper packaging. Sorry, that was quite a mouthful. So I absolutely love the idea of this seed paper.
Oh my
God. It sounds amazing.
It's
so
adorable.
Basically, it's made from recycled paper pulp mixed with wildflower seeds. So when you're feeling a little bit green fingered and you want to, you know, give back to the earth and everything that it homes, so you can pop this paper on top of a pot of compost. Make sure you give it some water, some sun, some warmth, some love. Keep it moist. Once the seedlings have grown big enough, transfer them to your garden for the birds and the bees to enjoy.
Oh my God,
enjoy.
It kills me off. It's
I love
adorable.
That. It's so nice.
They are such innovative thinkers over at Heckles.
I know,
just really
it's insane.
Know how to take from the earth and give back to it as well.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed by everything that they do.
Very important, very important.
Now, we do have that pesky little discount code that
we
were...
Oh, yes, we do. 20%. Mm-hmm. 20 whole percent.
20 whole percent.
I mean, I don't think you're really breaking the bank buying from Heckles anyway. It's super affordable, but come on, you gotta love the discount code.
Yeah. Well, Ames, hang on a sec. We're not going to give it to everybody now.
Oh, no, we ain't going to feed you. Who
no.
do you think we are?
We will drop the discount code at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to know what it is, then hang around, guys and girls, because 20% off when you're going to be supporting such a great brand is not a bad shout.
No.
So thanks again to the sponsors of this episode, who are Heckle. Hi, Ames.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello to our lovely listener.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Good, Jo. How are you?
I'm in a very exciting
at time of
phase
recording,
of my life.
At time of recording, right, Charlie has 999 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's come to. She's just made me follow
no,
her
I didn't.
On a different
I've,
account.
I've been waiting patiently for...
She's just made... She's,
getting, no,
who
Ames.
Can follow me? Who can follow me? I'm going to follow One Direction and all their fangirls are going to follow me now. I'm going to follow the vamps. Their fangirls will start to follow me. Amy, you've got other accounts, haven't you? Will you follow me on it? Oh, I might just make a fake account to get me to 1,000. So we're recording.
I've actually also followed your mum.
Shaz will always give you a little follow back.
Come on, Shazza, do me the goods. Hopefully by the end of this episode, we'll get to 1,000
Well,
followers.
I was about to say, this ep is airing in about 2 weeks' time, like at time of recording. So in 2 weeks, we'll see where you're at. I hope you're still at 999.
Bitch!
I'd love
if
that.
I get up to over 1,000 and then I drop down to 999, I'm blaming you.
Well, that's what happens with birthday skin, isn't it? We got to 3K.
Oh my God.
A few little flies kept dropping off here and there. You're all fucking
flies.
Snakes. Snakes. Bitches. Anyway.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep refreshing. I'm not even going to read my notes for this. I'm just going to refresh my own Instagram. To be fair, though, if you follow the vamps, then usually you get a follower back, like a fangirl that thinks you're a fangirl, and I'm not. I'm going to go and unfollow the vamps.
Please.
Can you text your mum and tell her to follow me now?
Yeah, I'll do it now.
Ah, thanks.
Facebook.
Well, while you're texting
she's
your mum.
She's messaged me saying, are you home? And I've just put follow Charlie back on Instagram. Yes.
Yeah, Sharon. So the episode that we are, well, doing today, that you are currently listening to, is all about sea buckthorn oil.
Yes, I've actually never tried this, but you have, haven't you?
Oh my God, I love it. Before we start, I do have one tip for you.
Oh, I love a little tip.
Love a little tip. So it involves buying a few extras. So
I don't want to break the bank really here, Charles.
I know. But all you need is, you might actually already have some of this stuff. So you need like a shirt, colour, a tie, any colour, a suit jacket, suit trousers, a blonde wig.
It's all racking up here.
And a mentally unstable mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, already got that, yeah.
Do you want to know why?
Tell me why.
So if you put on all the clothes, and then you put the wig on, and then you just get yourself into like a weird frame of mind, you are kind of mostly there. And then you use the sea buckthorn oil and you put it on your face and your neck.
Mm.
And because it's bright orange, you just automatically turn into Donald Trump.
Wow.
I know. So Halloween. FYI, if you want to go to Halloween parties this year dressed as Donald Trump, but you want to be glowing, you don't want to put orange face paint on, just use sea buckthorn oil because it is bright orange.
Nice, yeah.
And it does make your skin go orange until you wash it off.
Nice. Love that.
So that's me done. Bye.
Donald Trump.
But yeah, in all seriousness, it is such a good... Your mum hasn't followed me yet.
I've not even seen the message yet.
It's such a good product and also extremely affordable.
Yeah.
And reasonably priced. We're talking £14, like $15 to $20.
Decent.
Yes. So do you want to start with what it is, Ames?
Yeah. So basically, sea buckthorn oil has been around for thousands and thousands of years. Been for fucking people have been using it as like remedies against various stuff.
Yeah,
I've got a word written down. I can't pronounce it, and I don't even want to try. But yeah, so it's been around for quite a while. It's extracted from the berries, leaves, and seeds of the sea buckthorn plant, which is a small shrub that's found in coastal and mountainous regions of Asia and Europe. So it's not actually from the sea, not from the deep blue. It's from a shrub.
Yeah, to be fair, I thought it was, and also. The sea buckthorn all I've got is from Heckles, so I presumed it was from the sea because Heckles...
Yeah, in Margate, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I always thought it was from the sea, and I don't think that's a stupid assumption to make. But yeah, it's sometimes referred to as the holy fruit of the Himalayas. It can be applied to the skin topically or ingested.
Mm.
So that's basically what it is.
Yeah, I did read that, to be fair... You know how I love to get in my science papers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I was looking into eating sea buckthorn, and there's a lot of studies that showed how good it was for anti-inflammatory benefits.
Yep.
And they had compared it to, I believe it was some other, it was essentially, I'm going to go into it later, but there's something that, called the gamma linoleic acid, and that is really, really good at helping build cells and soothe any irritation or inflammation. And I figured that there wasn't that much point in me doing too much research because I do not suggest that you eat this product, and nowhere does it say that you can actually consume it. I probably wouldn't start eating the oil. I think
your poo would be bright orange. It would literally leave a streak of bright orange like through your intestines and your bowels, and you'd probably get like
you'd be pooing orange peel for weeks.
You'd probably get tested for something, like, you know, when you have to, oh, you know, when you have to put your thermometer up your bum, it'll come out orange, and then be like, what the actual fuck?
She's on fire inside.
This girl is fucked.
She needs to jump off a bridge.
Yeah, goodbye.
GLA.
But yeah.
Sorry, your mum has seen my message or hasn't?
No, she's not seen my message yet.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering when she was going to decide to follow me because I'm still on 999. Besides the point. So
let's move swiftly on from your sad little life. Have you ever seen the thing off Come Down With Me? And it's like he doesn't win when he thinks he's going to.
Oh my
to,
God, yes.
What's she called?
I fucking
like,
love that.
Gina or something. Well yeah. done, Gina. I hope you enjoy your sad little life. If you've never seen that,
oh,
please like
God.
Type into YouTube or something like Come Down With Me is like worst reaction. It's so good. Your pathetic little life.
You know, that's probably one of the best TV moments, British TV moments. The second best, actually, if not slightly beating it, is Undateable's Christmas Special 2018.
I love it.
When Ray makes a turkey for his girlfriend.
My God.
And puts a Scotch bonnet in. God.
I was absolutely pissing. Because he's like, I'm going to make it a bit spicier for her. And she comes over like, oh, no one's ever cooked for me before. And she fucking blows her head off.
And she sat there and he's like, oh, can you taste the cake?
Yeah, she's like,
oh, yes, Ray. Yes, I can. Oh, it's burning. Oh my God, fantastic. My God. I cannot. They better do an Undateables Christmas special this year, else I'm going to write a complaint.
There is a lot of controversy about the Undateables, though, isn't there? But I love it because I love seeing like these people find happiness. I absolutely
love
it.
And also, like, the way they filmed it was meant to be funny.
Mm.
Like, it was hilarious.
What about Richard being like,
I'm only going to spend £1 on the wine.
A bottle of wine.
A little bit lower. Bit cheaper. Any lower?
Oh, his mum had a go at him for only spending £3.
I know. And then he got her some chocolates and she was like, that's he's ever got me. And I was like, you poor soul.
Yeah, I know.
So sad.
It's not all about the presents, though.
Well, it's not, but come on. If your son only ever contributed a £3 bottle of wine every single Christmas, you'd be like, why the fuck did I push him out? What's the point?
Why did I push him? Spoil me. A £10 bottle of wine. He's given himself a 70% discount there.
I know. Probably kept it and
bought the chocolates.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm still on 999 followers.
For fuck's sake. Right, let's talk about why sea buckthorn oil is good.
Okay, Mom.
Right, so it contains... So, Charlie, how many nutrients do you think that it contains?
I think it contains 7 to 10.
7 to 10? Mm-hmm. Guess again. I bet we're so fucking annoying.
I know. Fucking die. I actually already know the answer is 190, but I was just trying to play along with the joke.
Well, you know what? Next time you make me play along with something like your shite Donald Trump joke, I ain't going to laugh at it. I ain't going to fake laugh. You can piss off. 190 nutrients. In fact, it's vitamin C concentration, right? It's 12 times higher than that of an orange.
12 times higher. Did you know that there's more vitamin C in 2 strawberries than an orange? I don't know why oranges are getting such good fucking...
Is it just because they're orange?
...chat over there. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Strawberries are way better anyway.
But yeah...
You have to peel them for starters.
True.
God, get all that pulp behind your nails. Gross.
Gorgeous.
I'm still on 999 followers.
I'm getting bored. If I was a listener, I'd tune out right now. But so we've done... Listen to me. We've done an episode on vitamin C before. It's amazing, isn't it? But vitamin C's ability to reduce inflammation, boost collagen, and make your skin firm and brighten it is insane. So like...
Yeah, it's really good for like brightening up acne scars or anything like that. Also known as L-ascorbic acid.
Yeah, bitch. Mwah. So also fatty acids, amazing for keeping your skin healthy, clear.
How did you get in
glowing.
There?
What?
Your little fatty acid.
You're fatty
Just
acid.
Kidding.
You're fatty fucking acid. But yeah, great for healthy, clear. Actually, I am a fatty acid because I'm healthy, clear and glowing. And sea buckthorn is jam-packed with omega 3, 6 and 9. So it's got a lot jam-packed in there.
Yeah.
It's actually also the only plant source on the planet that contains elusive omega 7.
Yes, I did see that, you know.
Cool.
That's very good at nourishing and protecting the skin.
But yeah, fatty acids, I'm going back to that again, not only promote a gorgeous radiant glow, they're also very anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
So as well, I'm just continuing this. Do you know that like meme where SpongeBob's got like the massive scroll and he's like,
yeah,
this is how many nutrients fucking sea buckthorn has got, and I can't even be arsed talking about it anymore. Also contains
190 million years later.
Vitamin B1, B2, K, C, A, and E, and then folic acid, and then an array of powerful antioxidants and minerals, and together they all work to transform your skin.
Yeah.
So that's
to be
it.
Fair, you know what? The first time I used sea buckthorn oil, I was like, for fuck's sake, I look revolting, like actually disgusting.
I don't know why you were shocked at that.
And I was like, I do really like this, but I'm never using it again because I'm bright orange. And then I woke up and I was like, wow, this stuff is amazing. And you know what? I've still got it and I've hardly used any of it. But you know what? I'm going to have to just go back into it and dive on in.
Go back into that orange little pool.
Yeah, delicious.
I said pool, not poo.
Oh, right.
Orange little pool.
Orange little pool. So I did a little bit of research into this as well, actually.
Did you? You're not fucking shut up about your 999 followers. Yeah. I didn't know if that's all you cared about this. Oh.
Let me check. Still on 999.
Martin Follier.
So anyway, it's got a product in it called a component in it called gamma lean. It's so hard to say.
Your mind's just elsewhere. You're normally on point with these things.
I know. Gamma linoleic acid, also known as a GLA. A GLA. A GLA. A thumping GLA.
A GLA.
Is that, what's that from?
I don't know.
It's a thumping GLA.
You're just chatting shit. We've been sat in the same
place
for too
long. We do have an Australian fan that has told us that she's telling the whole of Australia about the podcast.
I bet they're so disappointed. If this is the first one they listen to, I bet they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're going to be upset.
This is shit, yeah.
Well, if they don't listen, then they won't know the benefits of sea buckthorn oil, so who's losing out?
I mean, I've been waiting quite a while to hear you talk about it, because you're just chatting about your...
thumping glass.
I mean, that was really mean. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, you hurt my feelings.
Oh, bitch.
So anyway, a gamma linoleic acid... Oh, I said that so well. Is a... Essentially, it's like an intercellular cement. So it binds the epidermis cells, which is the cells at the top.
Yeah, we did an ep on skin barrier and stuff, didn't we?
We did. So essentially, it really helps to kind of improve your skin structure, appearance and tone, because it's really good at making sure that all your cells are properly built and everything is just nice and neat and tidy in there.
Mm-hmm.
And... as we were saying, there's loads and loads of really good nutrients in sea buckthorn oil. Gamma linoleic acid is, there's a lot of it in sea buckthorn oil.
Fucking hell, it's packed with everything, isn't it?
It is amazing, yeah, it really is. But also, there's a higher concentrate of it in borage seed oil. So what I'm saying is, if you get both of them, they're both very reasonable. I think the one from Heckles I have was like £14. That was gifted, but... the borage seal was also gifted and comes in at a similar price.
Mm.
So if you actually, what you can do is I've read a few articles and a few people's tips on using sea buckthorn. Because of the colour, you can actually mix it in with other products. So you could mix it with borage oil, then it's not as orange and, you know, it's just extra gamma linoleic acid, thumping glass.
Thumping glass.
Thumping glass. Essentially, you need this in your routine. And I'm going to use it tonight. I actually, after doing the research for this, I needed to wash my face. So I used borage seed oil as a moisturiser because I couldn't find my trusty Weleda skin food.
Mm.
And... generally speaking, if I use an oil instead of a moisturiser, I do feel a little bit dry, but no dryness at all.
Nice.
So this could be my...
new go-to.
My new go-to. How's my skin looking? Is it glowy or is it oily?
Doesn't look oily at all.
Oh, fantastic.
It doesn't look dry. Just looks...
Oh,
gorgeous. Looks quite nice, baby. But yeah,
I'm still on 999.
Oh, for fuck.
Take a shot every time I say that.
So what skin types is it good for? I kind of have the answer to that. I don't know why I'm asking, like, I want you to answer it.
Answer it then.
Okay, so it's good for acne-prone skin in particular because obviously acne is a result of inflammation in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And because the most well-known effects of sea buckthorn is its ability to drastically reduce inflammation, mm-hmm. it kind of will be your best pal if you have acne-prone skin.
Mm-hmm.
It'd also be good for. It's also good for reducing. Why have I become a retard? So it's also good to prevent future flare ups and help fade scars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, it just leave your skin really smooth. So if you're an acne guy or gal, then I'd go for it. But also very good for dry skin as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A dry acne-prone type like mine.
Yes, it's very hydrating and it promotes the formation of collagen. I feel like this is a proper unsung hero in the skincare world.
Yeah, you're dropping that term a lot over these episodes, Ames.
Yeah, I know, but have you heard all this? With regular use of topically applied sea buckthorn oil, you will expect to see like clearer, brighter skin, a reduction in fine lines, and a plumper complexion.
Plumpy.
You'll just have smoother and better textured skin. Like it just sounds really nice.
You know, I was just thinking.
What, bitch?
I don't know why I managed to get myself to this point of thought. I don't know what my process was. But when we have kids, there's absolutely no chance that they're going to have shit skin. I'm not going to let it happen.
No.
They're going to be like the plumpiest, most hydrated, beautifully skinned human beings on this planet.
Yeah, just like spraying hyaluronic acid on them, like, oh, you're a bit dry, darling.
Close your eyes.
They'll be like, Mom, get it out of my face.
It burns. I'm still on 999 followers.
Oh my God, you're annoying. I might WhatsApp every single person I know, like, will you just unfollow Charlie, please?
Ah, bitch. I do want to mention before we say anything else that GLA, I'm going back to that, I've just noticed I didn't mention
that GLA is actually present in green leafy vegetables and in nuts, and the most significant source of GLA for infants and babies is dot, 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 fill in the blank.
I wasn't listening to you.
Oh!
I've just seen a meme on Facebook, which is why I wasn't listening. And it's a picture of a baby that's just been born, but the parents... Well, it's like a drawing. It's not an actual picture.
Yeah.
The parents, the mum's an alien and the dad's an ape. Imagine if we are the evolution of apes and aliens. Because we've evolved from apes, haven't we? But we kind of look more like aliens. Let me show you.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Scary that, isn't it? And the caption is, y'all ain't ready to have this conversation.
Oh my God.
I believe in aliens. Bro. I believe in aliens. Gonna put it out there.
I don't.
I think, right, sorry, you're stupid if you don't believe in other life. Because...
Oh. Yeah, I know, but it depends what you think of an alien. Like, that's a proper extraterrestrial buggy-eyed.
Yeah, but an alien is literally something that lives outside of our...
Oh, yeah, there's definitely other living things in different...
Because it's like, how many other planets, other solar systems, other galaxies are there?
Yeah.
There's absolutely billions. Like, you can't even count. We cannot be the only one with life on it.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Oh, I am a science teacher.
You are the holy one.
Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Yeah. You were
asking me to guess the dots, but I was too busy thinking about apes shagging aliens.
Well, I was saying that GLA is present in green leafy vegetables and in nuts. Right. So if you actually wanted to get a lot of the gamma linoleic acid, GLAS, then you could actually just eat them, but also use this, so you're kind of getting a double whammy. Mm. But the most significant source for GLA for infants and babies is dot, dot, dot.
Bitty.
Yes!
Is it?
Yeah!
Kitty milk.
Bitty.
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 Titty milk.
Well,
I actually didn't know
that joke.
I don't know.
Bitty. So... Bitty. Mommy want bitty. So there was this really stupid programme in the UK called Little Britain. And I'm really sorry if I'm really preaching to a choir that already knows the score. But essentially there was this like grown man who would walk up to his mum because she was still breastfeeding him at the age of like 35 and would walk up and he called breastfeeding Bitty. So he'd walk up and be like, Bitty, and she'd just whap a boob out and start feeding this 35-year-old
this is
man.
It's
a fat suit thing, isn't it?
Like comedic value, by the way. It's not an actual TV show.
Oh, yeah, it's David Walliams. Yeah, everybody knows David Walliams.
Bitty!
Bitty!
But yeah, titty milk.
Yeah, actually, I think that's why I was thinking about babies and our babies having good skin. I'm going to give them all of the bitty. Oh, God, I've just said that. Whenever I'm editing these episodes, I'm always like, for fuck's sake, I'm actually pissing myself at us.
You edit the stuff that you said that's ridiculous out, but leave mine.
I am still on 999 followers. Why has your mum not followed me yet?
Oh my God.
I'm getting annoyed now, Sharon.
She's not even read my message. She's ignoring her own daughter. She's not going to fucking follow you back and ignore me at the same time, is she?
Whatever.
Right.
I texted Alex and said, oh my God, I'm on 999 followers. And he said, oh my God, on your personal account. I was like, yes. And he's really proud of me.
Mountain follow you.
If you dare.
I do. Can we just finish this episode,
yeah,
please?
That's
I want
it.
Another bag of crisps.
So essentially, you can buy it from Heckles. That's £14, also shipped to the US. And The Ordinary, you can buy it for £14.50. 50p extra. Mm. Must quickly say that I was reading The Ordinary website, and it was saying that because it's a fruit oil, it has a scent. And if you have a fruit oil product that doesn't have a scent, it's likely to have been highly refined, so would actually contain less active compounds. So wouldn't have very good benefits for your skin. Another product that I actually like to mix it in with, FYI, is the Aesop Blue Chamomile Mask that I always bang on about. Because
you can essentially, as soon as you've washed it off, there's no stain. So it's only, it literally sits on the surface of your skin, the colour. But do not use it if you have white bed sheets, because it will stain your bed sheets.
Like a little fake tan bed sheet.
Yes, exactly that. I'm done. I don't have anything else to tell you, but maybe we should just keep doing the episode until I get to 999 followers. I mean, 1,000. Still on 999. I followed the vamps and everything. Surely to God.
Oh my God.
If I follow golden retrievers, for fuck's sake. I'll follow...
I just went to play a clip from Little Britain saying Bitty, but I have to sign in to confirm my age and I don't remember. I've got a new laptop and I don't remember my email. I just want to show you the
I'll
Bitty.
Find it. Right, I'm going to play it. Chill out. Right, here we go, Ames.
What can I get, everyone?
I'll begin with a sandwich, please.
Yes.
Same for me, please. Thank you. Are you going to have anything, Harvey?
Bitty.
Bitty. Right, that's it. We've played enough of Bitty.
Dot, 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 Bitty.
Dot, 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 Bitty.
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 Cool, yeah. See you later.
I'm really sorry to tell you. I'm on 999 followers.
I actually could not give less of a shit.
Would somebody just follow me back?
Right, bye.
Bye.
Before we finally leave you alone, we would like to say a massive, massive thank you to our sponsor, who are Heckles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the moment you've all been waiting for, the discount code.
Ta-da! I bring good news. So if you would like to receive 20% off of your order at Heckles, then use the code BIRTHDAYSKIN20. You probably could have guessed
I know,
what
I was
it was
just thinking
be
that.
The whole time. I love doing that. I always like to try and guess Wi-Fi passwords and discount codes, just like I think I know everything in the world.
Have you
no,
seen that
wrong.
Like meme where it's like when you've exhausted all the codes and it's just like, please?
Please? No, but that's what everyone's been doing the whole way through this episode until they've found out that it
but
was...
you've got it now. It's BIRTHDAYSKIN20,
yeah.
All capital letters. And if you do purchase something, do let us know what you get.
Yes, definitely. And if you do get the GPS candle or the mixology sets, then enjoy the seed paper and receiving the little mycelium.
Feed the birds and
yeah,
the bees.
Yeah, enjoy it. And yes, enjoy your new Heckles product. Thank you very much for being our sponsors.
Thanks.